Welcome to an all-new episode of FPL here on ecstaticradio.com. We are also streaming on iTunes, and we are finally back. We have one more show at the end of the year, December 16, at Alex's Bar. And I'm going to start off with this band that's going to be playing there. And throughout this show, you're only going to hear bands that you probably never heard of before, which is pretty badass, I'll say. So this band is NNN. We'll be right back. That was Vietnam Hardcore, of course. They played a couple of shows for us this year. You're probably wondering where we've been. Where's FVL been? Where's Ecstatic Radio? For those of you who actually listen, take the time to listen. By the way, again, that was Thanksgiving last week. So thanks to all the listeners, all the people who have gone to our shows, all the bands that played for us. It's been a great year for punk rock and for Ecstatic Radio. And thank you all for that. You guys are probably wondering where we've been at the last month or so. We're just kicking back, you know, just relaxing for a bit, checking out more music, collecting more music, because from now on, all of the music that we're going to have is from music that we've actually from bands that we've actually contacted, like this one, who actually played for us for a show at Alex's Bar in last month, and now they're going to be playing at Punk Rock Bowling next year, among other great legends. This is Auxilio. By the way, congrats, Auxilio.
Oh,
That was Massacre 69, a fun band to watch live. They also played quite a few shows, not a couple shows, but a few shows for us. You guys got to check them out. They're one of the funnest bands to watch play. Again, that's Massacre 69. Now, this next band, they also played for us in September. They helped open for Bullets and Octane back in September 27. This is New American with their song, Them Drugged Out LA Kids.
We'll be right back.
That was that one band's hit single, Eating Pussy Tonight. That's right. This next band, Jabbermouth, of course, they played a couple shows for us earlier this year. And this is some of the new stuff from Put Me on the Guest List. This song is Mirror Mirror. This is Jabbermouth. Now, I don't know if peacocks are known to be smart animals, smart birds, but here's an interesting story about a pet peacock runs away from home and takes up with wild turkeys. I don't know if that's smart to do around Thanksgiving. Wild turkeys are the main attraction, but not for the right reasons. A Vermont couple says that their peacock has been on the loose for 6 weeks. 6 weeks, that's a lot of time without your peacock, and has apparently started hanging out with a flock of wild turkeys. Now, I don't know if there's anything metaphor for sexual innuendos, but that's crazy over here, but I'm just gonna pretend like it's actually literal. The case of the fugitive bird went viral earlier this week when the Vermont Fish and Wildlife Department shared an email on its Facebook page that it had received from one of the peacock's distraught owners. "My peacock has run off with the turkeys," the email read. "Do you have any suggestions on how to catch a little twerp? I do not believe they can breed. Concerned. I know where he is most days. Any information will be appreciated." Also, this guy's just worried that they're going to breed. It's like, what kind of bird would that be? Turkey and a peacock. That'd be an interesting bird, I'll tell you that. Local news stations, station WCAX 3 tracked down the owners, Renee and Brian Johnson of Springfield, and got the full story. The couple believes that the peacock, who goes by P, that's a good one, Forrest or Walter. Okay, no, I'll just go with P. Took up the turkeys because he was only after his companion, a sibling peacock, died. Aww. Might have been with the turkeys a little bit too long. Though P is on the loose, he isn't exactly missing. The Johnsons periodically spot him during the news segment. P appeared on camera, perched high up in a tree, and a local woman commented on the Fish and Wildlife Facebook post that she sees P near her house all the time, but hasn't been able to catch him because as soon as the turkey takes off, he does. Oh, that's a friendship right there. Oh, you gotta disturb that friendship. Renee Johnson noted to WCAX that P seemed pretty happy. How can you tell if a peacock's happy? They actually smile like that? That'll be a sight to see. A smiling peacock. When he was up in the tree, but she's also seriously concerned with up in the tree. Did they fly? Did he flew there? Or what's going on over there? I don't know if peacocks can fly, but it is a bird. I don't know. But she's also seriously concerned with how he's coping in Vermont's already frigid temperatures. Exposed person from the Fish and Wildlife Department told HuffPost in a Facebook message that if P remains at large, there's really no way to predict whether he'll make it through the winter since there are just too many variables at play. And that's going to do it for that story right there. So, yeah, man, you gotta watch out for your pet peacock going around with them turkeys at this time. Or even any time. I mean, turkeys are... You know, turkeys, you gotta eat turkeys, but I don't know about people eating some peacock. Unless you're into that kind of thing. Go get yourself some peacock. So this next one, this is bad news for those people who like to make farting jokes. And so, alright, so he's excited for this one. New Orleans man accused of bomb threat insists he just had to poop really bad. He's like, man, I just gotta lay a bomb up in that restroom. As jokes go, this one was really crappy. Ah, that's a good one. All right. You might even say it bombed. All right. The first one's good, and the next one, all right, you're trying it too hard. And the older man accused of threatening to blow up a local restaurant last Tuesday told police it's a big misunderstanding, and he was referring to a bowel movement. According to an arrest warrant obtained by NOLA.com, 30-year-old Arthur Posey walked into Willie's Chicken Shack and asked an employee what time the restaurant closed. An employee told Posey she didn't know. He allegedly, wait, how do you not know you worked there and you don't know what time it closed? You're about to close right now because I'm about to get a bomb and blow this place up. Oh, shit. Restaurant employees told police that Posey was very angry during the discussion. He later told police that he was referring to the restroom and he wasn't making any real threats. The employee also said he never mentioned the bathroom when he made his alleged threat. Posey faces 2 counts of communication, false information of plant arson. He will also need to appear in the court of contempt hearing. Oh, that sucks, man. So far we're joking, man. You gotta have the reputation of joking, otherwise you're just asking for it. But let's just keep the music going. This next band also played for us. They played for us with Auxilio in Alex's Bar on September. This is Kamikaze Co-Pilot with their song Mid Tempo Tough. That was Gutter Gun Moonshine. Now that'll do it for us here on episode 20 of FVL on Ecstatic Radio. I am Henry. You can follow us at Ecstatic Radio on Facebook, on Instagram, on Snapchat, on Tinder, on Christian Mingle, on Match.com, on Jewish.com, on all them great sites over there at Ecstatic Radio. And so I'm going to leave off with this last band right here. They're also playing on December 16 at Alex's Bar. This is Dead Babies.
Mi queso. Ready?